It's time for our weekly catch-up with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, looking at some of the big news and stories coming out for you this week. Matt, thanks for joining us once again. Probably important to start off with some work that's been going on around COVID testing.
We're, as a nation, busily testing and vaccinating at the moment, and clearly, you know, making both as accessible as possible for blind and partially sighted people is sort of vital for the security and safety and confidence it builds. Now, we have been trying to influence both, and the news this week that came out on Monday from the Department of Health and Social Care for the UK government was some new guidance on home testing kits, which is basically changes to the kits that have been made on the back of our input since sort of back end of last year, second half of 2020, which basically make those home testing kits much more accessible for blind and partially sighted people. I know from doing one myself back in September how fiddly they are, and all sorts of moving parts, scanning different barcodes and those sorts of things. We've basically made a variety of changes. So amongst those changes, there's a dedicated gov.ucot page with a digital version of the home test kit instructions. So screen reader or Zoom text users have another route to access those. So the return packaging, as I just said, has been made more simple to assemble, because it was a sort of Rubik's cube of challenge to try and build this thing and send it back. We've also got a problem if people didn't have an email address, because you need an email address to carry out a home test. Now, again, we've changed that. You just ring 119, so there's no need for an email address. And clearly, the other thing we've done is made sure the instructions are available in a variety of different formats, digital, hard copy, braille, audio, large print, and there's a recorded audio version coming as well. So that's, I think, some good influence on that that's gone live sort of this week. And we're delighted to show again positive working relations with various government ministries to get things done. We're not resting on our laurels, however, there is more coming. So we're underway with some new trials just to add some extra layers of improvement, frankly. So we're looking at either help being allowed to be given over a video call or through the Be My Eyes app, for example.
We'll do listen out for more on that. You won't need your black belt in origami anymore to do returns packaging. So some great advances, some steps forward there, Matt. Steps forward again, I suppose we could talk about RNIB is on the move, this time looking at Midgate House.
Yeah, so we're very committed to our presence in Peterborough, in the east of England. It's our biggest office, actually, where a lot of people are housed, really important parts of our operation, our helpline, a lot of our transcription services, you know, our sort of finance and IT departments have a sort of core hub there, for example. So, you know, our commercial team, a lot of them are based there as well. So, you know, we've been in Peterborough for a long time. And the news we announced this week is we're going to move office in Peterborough, simply out of where we are at Midgate House, a couple hundred yards around the corner, into a new office called Northminster House, which is a good office for us, sort of better office, and actually allows us to fold in, I hope really beneficially, a lot of the learnings we've taken from the last year, actually, in terms of sort of people's working rhythms, working habits, how they want to work. Probably won't be 5 days a week in the office for the majority going forwards, but also to be as accessible as possible. You know, it's a great opportunity, as is our opportunity in London coming down the tracks in about 18 months' time. But for the moment, Peterborough is a great opportunity to allow us to put in place all sorts of accessible elements to make it the most accessible sort of environment we can for our blind and partially sighted staff. And we've got good programs going on of folding in people's ideas and thinking and all the work we've been doing in the last few months into the setup of the new office, which opens at the start of April.
Good luck with the move. Let's go into fundraising then. All important. It kind of underpins everything that we do, and lots more coming out. You know, we're not long into 2021, but there's lots to talk about.
Part of the RNIB looking forward and moving on is to really try and grow the thoughtfulness and innovation in our fundraising ideas, and watch this space. I'm sure you and I will talk more as we go through the year for how some of these sort of come forwards and crystallise. Just at the moment, there's an example which is really a simple thing, and it's more around raising funds across the VI sector, actually. There's an initiative called Sea Crawl Run, which our colleagues up at Galloway's, based in Preston in Lancashire, have come up with, which is a chance for different charities in the VI sector to come together and actually participate in a bit of fundraising and some fun in March and April, which is trying to get out and sort of cover distance, crawling or running or walking distance in your teams, and the sort of mileage that you do gets added up. And there's a sort of route that will be plotted between the different VI charities of locations on a map. So you've got to get around all our sort of offices metaphorically through doing this. And so a bit of fun. But I think, you know, never mind the fundraising and the fun those participants will have, I think it's also a very positive sign of the VI charities working really closely together. And I know from my role in this how improved that is over time and how we've come together through the pandemic to work much more proactively on a whole host of matters, our response to COVID, how we've shared data, shared information, how we're pulling together a plan to respond to other challenges in a much urgent way. I mean, the whole nation was surprised by this, but, you know, we've now got the chance to get ready for the next one, which we've done, and working much more closely on things like employment and other sort of deep-rooted issues. So quite a fun thing, which is this sort of walk, crawl, run initiative. But I think the maybe more fundamental point is it is a good indicator of the charity sector, the VI sector coming together and working much more closely.
Let's finish off, Matt, with something nice. It was recently Valentine's. I'm sure many people will know, not really an opportunity to get out and about to restaurants and things, but we had a lovely time at home anyway. And a nice little touch from M&S.
I, like you, Alan, I hope I managed to get some flowers to my wife on time. I don't think I'm untoward in naming M&S as much as I used to work there, but a long time ago now. But they did a Valentine's Day that had a sort of braille card and envelope element to it, actually, which we thought was a really nice touch. And we've also sort of circulated that on our social media channels because we thought it was a great example of mainstream retailer without much prompting at all, frankly, you know, coming up with something quite imaginative, starting to show an understanding of blind and partially sighted people and factoring them into the thinking early days and relatively, you know, superficial on one level. But I think, again, the interesting thing is the thinking. And I think you look at the relations we've had and others have had with some of the big retailers through the pandemic, as we've been looking at the home delivery slots for food delivery and working with these retailers on operational processes in stores. I think it's starting to subliminally change the thought process, actually. And I think you can see it manifest in bringing a product to market, which is a card that had a braille element to it. So I think it's really interesting in itself. It's a bit of fun for Valentine's week, but I think it's quite encouraging for what it probably shows in a more deep-rooted way as well.
Just let know when they do braille on chocolate and I'll have a go at that.
Yeah. Well, I think the next packaging thing we've done post the Kellogg's is move on to cans of beer, Alan, for you and I to enjoy, but we'll maybe put that on the back burner until next Christmas or something, but I'll let you know about the chocolate.
And if you would like any further information on RNIB services, support, you'd like to get in touch, find out about some of our recent work, then do go to the website rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Matt, pleasure chatting with you as always. We'll catch up again next week, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.